This is Dave Summers, and welcome to AMA's Edgewise. Many of you are aware of the crucial role strategic alliances and partnerships play in growing your business in today's marketplace. But for every success story, there are numerous perils and pitfalls waiting to cause alliances to fail. So what are the secrets to strategic alliance success? To answer this question, today we truly have brought the best of the best onto our program. These are the winners of the 2007 Alliance Excellence Awards, as determined by the Association of Strategic Alliance Professionals, or ASAP. ASAP is the leading global association dedicated to alliance formation and practice. Joining us today are ASAP's Vice Chairman, Norma Wattenpah, and we have representatives from four of the six companies who were honored by ASAP in 2007. They are Danita Brewer, Senior Manager of Alliance Effectiveness at Procter & Gamble Pharmaceuticals, John Buckingham, Senior Vice President of Alliance Management at Endo Pharmaceuticals, Hank DeGraw, Director of Alliances at KLM Airlines, and Michael Weller, Head of Government Security for British Telecom. Now we'll speak to each of them in turn about their company's success with alliances. Let's start with you, Norma. Speaking on behalf of ASAP, what are the criteria that ASAP uses in selecting the winners of the Alliance Excellence Awards?
Well, we look for exemplary practices. We look for best practices. We look for what they've employed systematically. We look for performance. We look at what they've been able to achieve through alliances. We look for innovation. Have they created innovation? Have they transformed their industry? A lot of our winners have changed the way their industries do business through the alliances they've formed. So we look for that level of impact that they've made for their own personal organizations, their partner, but also, you know, they have made a significant impact in the industries.
And how can companies prepare themselves to enter into strategic alliances?
Well, first, understand what it takes to manage an alliance lifecycle. Understand what it takes to select the right partner. There are many dimensions to success in an alliance. Strategic fit, operational fit, how you do business. What are your values in doing business? The cultural fit, which can be very simply things like how long does it take you to return an email on average? If there are great differences in how you approach that, you can see where some people could get frustrated and the relationship kind of bogs down on it. So as trivial as that might seem, that's the sort of thing that you need to address in terms of how these companies have different ways of doing business, how they fit together.
Danita Brewer, welcome. P&G Pharmaceuticals has driven double-digit sales growth for five consecutive years based on its portfolio of 28 different alliances. Danita, how long has P&G been involved in strategic alliances?
We've been involved in strategic alliances over the past 10 years. We started with a company called HMR when we realized we had a product called Actonel, and we had created the drug and were ready to sell the drug and did not have the sales force to actually launch the drug. So we were looking for a partner that could expand it to geographies that we were not in.
And are your other strategic alliances along the same lines?
Well, we have a range of strategic alliances. First, let me tell you about the structure of how we manage alliances within Procter & Gamble. Our alliance management is done out of our HR department, which is very unique in the industry. We feel as if our HR capabilities of helping guide and direct teams to be more effective is a strategic advantage when we look at how to manage alliances. So it's actually housed out of our HR department. When we think about the alliance leaders, we look to those people, the R&D and commercial leaders of the organization, to really drive the alliances and to drive capability into their organization. And then we as an HR support organization are there as resources for them to guide them with tools and processes that make the job easier in managing at the interface.
Let's move to you, Michael Weller. BT's alliance with Hewlett-Packard has created significant value for both parent companies, generating approximately $1 billion in less than 3 years. So what do you attribute this success to?
Whilst it's actually young, because the BT-HP alliance was set up in May 2004, BT has had a long experience of working in partnership with organizations, so over a 20-year period. So what we did when we set up the alliance with HP, we made sure that we both organizations had very clear objectives. Initially, it was to actually sell to each other, but with a focus on adding value to both organizations, and that was always key. That with everything we've done, we've always made sure, both in BT and HP, we've added value to each other. We also set out at the very start with a very ambitious goal of going to the marketplace and making a difference in the marketplace. So really making a difference to customers. And we had a very clear, ambitious target of $1.5 billion worth of total contract value that our executives set the alliance teams in BT and HP to make sure that we really focused on the big deals, the big opportunities, and the global focus that they actually wanted us to.
All right. Can you elaborate on BT's approach? Is it pretty consistent from one alliance to another?
The approach that we have is a fully integrated approach. We make sure that through effective governance, we have CEO meetings, but we also have board-level meetings, and then going through the organization to make sure that our sales teams, who are right at the front end, meeting the customer's needs, actually understand and are aligned with the same objectives, the same targets. And it's that alignment and integration throughout the organization that makes sure that we all stay focused. We've also got a good escalation path. If something really does go seriously wrong or we need executive guidance, we can get that very quickly. So Ben and Mark, for instance, talk on a 6-weekly basis, just as a spot check to make sure that things are working together. And consequently, it keeps everybody focused in the organizations through all the governance mechanisms.
John Buckingham of Endo Pharmaceuticals. Endo has built its success in pharmaceutical development and marketing by aggressively seeking effective alliance management practices at all points along the value chain. And as a result, they've really changed the landscape of the pharma industry. John, how would you say your strategic alliances are different from other companies?
I think what's different about Endo is as you take a look at how certain core services are provided, like manufacturing and distribution and clinical operations, that many companies have partners to fill in the gaps in those areas, where we go a lot farther than that. We actually say that whole capability is one that we're going to work with a partner. So, for example, in the clinical operations field, our partner is a part of the day-to-day meetings and the project teams as we plan the development programs, as we figure out what clinical protocols need to be written, how they're going to approach the problem, and what the challenges will be in executing all of that. So we figure we've got people who do this day in, day out with hundreds of partners across thousands of studies, and they've got to have a lot to bring to the table to that discussion. I figure we're better off.
And how do you educate your employees for this role?
There's one step further that I think really helped us make a difference. And after having been at Endo for about a year and having come out of J&J, where, you know, the J&J credo is such a big thing, it made sense to me that trying to capture our alliance management principles on a document and use those as a template for people to refer to and say, how are we expected to behave and what should our attitudes be? I thought that would be useful. So our senior management group engaged, we developed those, we endorsed those, and we now use those as part of the orientation of everyone new to alliances and reinforce that on a regular basis. We also share it with our partners and say, that's what you should be expecting from us. And, of course, that's what we'd like to expect from our partners, but there's no obligation on their part.
Hank DeGraw, Director of Alliances at KLM Airlines. KLM started the first airline joint ventures with Northwest over a decade ago and has since grown into the SkyTeam Alliance, which commands a 31% share of the North Atlantic market. Hank, could you describe the role of the Strategic Alliance Program at your company? And what are some of the returns you've received from it?
The Strategic Alliance Program is a big word, but really, I think already in the 80s, KLM realized that just because of its size, it was going to be necessary to align ourselves with other airlines just because of our network and market position needs. And we started doing that in those days with having a lot of small alliances with airlines that would fly in and out of Amsterdam, assisting us to build up the Amsterdam hub. And from that sort of European focus of the alliance, and it's always been European as far as the strategic part is concerned, we developed into, you know, the because of the importance of the North Atlantic traffic for our airline, into looking for a partnerships in the U.S. That alliance between Northwest and KLM has been really the sort of strongest airline alliance in place because of its unique sort of concept of creating a type of virtual joint venture of the two airlines of all flights that sort of cross the Atlantic between Europe, United States, Canada, and Mexico.
And could you tell me what are some tools or processes that are part of your standard approach to strategic alliance management?
I think one of the things we learned from our Northwest alliance in the end of we started in 97, but in 1999, we did a very thorough analysis of the whole process, how we came to the deal, what were the pluses and minuses, and we spent a few months with a whole group of people together with the Boston Consultancy Group to analyze how we developed that alliance, and that gave us a lot of learning material for any future approach. And it was interesting to see that process of forming an alliance, whether it was with a small airline just flying one certain route, or it was a strategic alliance with a major carrier, that same theoretical process just had to be followed in complete to make sure that the alliance would work in the end.
Danita, let's come back to you. Do you use a tool to manage your strategic alliances?
Well, I think above all, it's a matter of, can you create an environment of trust? And that is a skill that we really talk about greatly in our organization. How can you create an environment of trust with your partner? When you work within the same company, it's assumed that you trust the person that's sitting next to you. There's just a given. When you work across an alliance, there's a sense of mistrust. So how do you create that sense of trust with your alliance counterpart? One of the tools that we use at the very beginning is called an alliance startup. When you're starting up an alliance, there's some things that we found to be very critical. When we've done this, our alliances have gone very well at the beginning. And when we haven't, well, then we've had a rough start. At the alliance startup, we look at what are the first things that you need to do during the 0 to 4 month period. We look at making sure that we get the alliance leaders together so they can develop a common strategy, a common vision, a common message, that they have some face-to-face time where they're actually getting to know each other on a business as well as beginning that personal relationship. And that's important because if problems arise and you need to escalate up to that level, you want to make sure there's a relationship there and there is trust already established.
John, do you have any thoughts that you'd like to share on trust?
We have at the moment about 12 alliances where we have a partner that's licensed a product to us. And in one of those alliances particularly, without going into the details, we had a setback in our clinical program. It was not something that was expected, but you know these things do happen. And I've seen other situations where there could easily be recriminations and, you know, why did you do things this particular way? And the level of trust that we had built in the relationship was so productive. The conversation never went in that direction at all. Our partner came to us. We were responsible for the clinical work. We dug into what had happened, how the protocol had been designed, and worked through it very constructively, and the relationship is as strong as it ever was. And I can think of other examples from my past life where that just wouldn't have happened without having built that trust and respect.
My last question is for you, Norma. So let's say my company wants to explore strategic alliances. How do we get started?
Well, I would start them out with the Association of Strategic Alliance Professionals, because we're an organization dedicated to the needs of alliance managers, partner managers, and have a lot of resources for them to learn more, access best practice, network with others who are in the profession, and they can learn from their mistakes and their successes. Another place I would point them to is through our relationship with the American Management Association. We are now working with them to build some specific training and education around strategic alliances.
I'd like to thank Norma and all of our guests for joining us today, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to how these professionals have made alliance management a success. Do you have a strategic alliance story you'd like to share? Drop us a line at podcast@amanet.org. One of our listeners will receive a free book from Amacom Publishing or a discount on an AMA seminar. And now that you've heard these success stories, you may want to take advantage of any one of the AMA Strategic Alliance Management courses that can provide you and or your organization with the information and skills for a successful strategic alliance and partnership. To find out more, please visit us online at amanet.org/seminars. Again, that's amanet.org/seminars. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.